This is Billy Brim, and the program you're about to hear is taken from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri. Enjoy.
But now listen, what's on his mind? His daughter is at the point of death.
Right.
And we got stopped on the way home by a long-winded woman. A woman that wants to testify, and I don't blame her. She got something to testify about. Glory to God. Amen. But you notice, number one, Jairus never said anything.
Right.
Kept his mouth shut. He's listening.
That's right.
He's listening. But now you and I both know the devil well enough to know that he's doing his best to pressure him into turning loose of his faith and beginning to listen to other things. So now, Jesus said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. Those are huge words to Jairus. They're big words to her, but listen, they're huge to him because he knows that's not Jesus' daughter. He knows that he's referring to the daughter of Abraham, the seed of Abraham. Ought not this woman be set free, seeing she's a daughter of Abraham? Glory to God. Remember him saying that in another occasion. Well, Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, he knows that. He understands that. And daughter is big to him because he knows his daughter is the seed of Abraham. Amen. And that blessing, that covenant is the keynote to that life he's after.
Hallelujah. All
right. Don't preach me happy. Glory to God. Amen. Now then, so he's standing there while Jesus yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him. Now, they are just jammed in here together, being thronged, the scripture said. That throng means to be pressed, and they're trying to get a hold of him and so forth. This death messenger came on the scene and said, now, The words here are an invitation to disaster. While Jesus yet spake, there come one from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him, your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the rabbi anymore. Well, now, in the first place, that's obvious. They don't know who this rabbi is. They'd know this wasn't troubling him. This is why he's here. Don't trouble the rabbi anymore. That's got self-pity in it. That's got give up in it.
Yeah.
Turn loose of him. I mean, ain't nothing he can do for you now. Your daughter's already dead. But now notice what happened next. When Jesus heard it, he answered. Jairus didn't have to say anything. Jesus answered. Praise God. Jesus answered the death messenger. That's shouting ground.
Yes.
When you lay your faith on the line, Don't go speaking the words that the devil tries to put in your ears. Don't go speaking the words some other people, kin folks, or nobody start trying to put in your ears. No. You turn your ears inside. You turn into the God that lives within you, and don't you listen to anybody else. I don't care who's talking. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what they're trying to, what kind of trip they're trying to put on you, or trying to claim you're in denial and all that. Well, yeah, I'm denying the devil territory in my life.
Amen.
Let Jesus answer right in here. And that's what we say. Amen. So now, look what Jesus said. Fear not. Stop fear.
Right.
Believe only.
Right.
And she will be made whole.
Right. Glory to God. That's
stop the fear.
Yes.
Stop it. Now, what was that? That's words from heaven.
Right. Thank God. From heaven.
All Jairus had to do, now, he has an assignment. He came up there with a request. Now he has an assignment. Once Jesus said that, you notice Jairus didn't say, "Well, man, you don't know what you're talking about. You ain't got any kids. Don't you hear what he said? He said, my baby's dead. Tell me to stop the fear. How could you stop fear at a time like this? That's the reason I came after you, and you stopped and messed with that silly woman all this time. She died." Had he done that, that baby would have died. Because he would have severed his connection with the life that he was after.
That's right.
But now he's been given a command. Stop the fear. All now he has to do is say, "Sir, I refuse to fear."
Right.
And don't say anything else. That's what Jesus said. That's all you need to say. "I refuse to fear." Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Now, when Jesus said that, that gave Jairus the authority over that spirit of fear.
Yes. Amen.
Because when he commands, he authorizes to do what he told you to do. He told you to do something that authorizes you to do it. He chose you to say that to. He told you to do it. That gives you all of heaven's authority to do it, because the Son of the Living God has told you to do something that authorizes you to do it. It's not your schooling that authorizes you. It is not your degree that authorizes it. It's not your family name that authorizes it. When God tells you to do something, that's the authority for you to go do it.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Not only that, when he tells you to do something and you receive it, then that empowers you to carry out what he authorized you to do. I don't care what it is. He told Miss Billy back there years ago, "You go over there and buy property in Israel," and you couldn't buy property in Israel. Well, not really, you can't. But she did. Yeah, she heard. See, she heard it. And you couldn't buy property in Israel. I don't know, it's probably harder now than it was then. But she was authorized to buy property in Israel. All she said was yes. She didn't say, "I don't have the money." She didn't say, "I don't speak Hebrew well enough yet." She just said, "Yes, sir." Now, when she received it, that empowered her to do it. Governments can't stand up to that. Amen. When our broadcast went into Russia, back before the Soviet Union collapsed, it was amazing to me. The Russian people didn't have any religious training. It wasn't allowed. Now, there was some Orthodox training, but still, nobody really heard any of it. There wasn't any church going on for 75 years or so. So when they began to herd, when they began to herd, when they began to hear, those of us preaching the word of faith, and we would read the Bible and say, God said this, so you can do this. And they thought, well, yeah. They didn't know the Bible said that. You mean the Bible says this? Yeah. Can I get me a Bible? Yeah. They got them a Bible. Look here, the Bible really says that. And they just did it.
Right.
Government officials lost their jobs arguing with some little Christian woman that wanted a different apartment. And up until then, nobody could get a different apartment.
That's right.
They told you where you could live, particularly if you're in the lower levels of authority. Until they found out that God said they could.
Yep.
And they started believing God, and the government changed for them, not them changing
That's right.
for the government.
Yes.
And finally, the government came under such pressure, it just caved in.
It's the truth.
That's what caused the fall of communism.
That's exactly
right. Amen. One little lady, I told her something about us believing God for an airplane and how we did it by faith, you know, and so forth, and the process of it and all that. She wrote me a letter. She said, now, Brother Kenneth, I don't have anywhere to go. And even if I did, I wouldn't know how to drive an airplane. And I don't know where I'd keep it. But if you and the Lord Jesus think I need one, let's get it. Come on, let's get it. I mean, you know, why not? That's what the Bible said. Let's get it. Oh, praise God. It's an amazing thing. Now, Jesus answered saying, stop the fear, believe only, and she shall be made whole. The enemy of faith is fear.
Yes.
That's the truth.
Let me say it again. The enemy of faith is fear. All doubt is fear-based. All unbelief is fear-based and fear-dependent.
Shalom. Did you enjoy that? That was from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 for details.